God damn it. You know what I mean? We're ruining the opener for the show. Holy shit.
Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. My name is Rob Sanders. I represent the Clemson Tigers on this podcast. I have a couple of co-hosts. They represent a far inferior brand of athletics. We'll start in the upstate. He is a bald man. He is my friend. He's the comrade's friend. He is, of course, our buddy, Kale Hall. Kale, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Second favorite night of the week, and we are, what, 3 days away from real college football.
Yeah. Kind of looking forward to it.
Little college football action.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, Kale's jacked for college football season. I don't know if my other host here is, but he is, of course, he is our favorite Russian import, although a lot of people hate him, but we like him here. He is, of course, the comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
Good evening, and how can you doubt my anticipation of college football season? 1 month from today, fingers crossed, we take on the Volunteers, and we're going to take care of the Volunteers. 1 month from today, and I have hope now. I hope it doesn't get kind of destroyed. But, you know, the contest is up. Our college football pick contest is up. I've made the commitment that to put it up there, and the season has not been canceled yet. So I'm feeling good. We're going to have picks soon. We're going to have point spreads. I mean, this is a great time right now, hopefully. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, everything we can to. But 1 month to the day, Gamecocks play, and Clemson plays in what? For 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
2 weeks. 2 weeks from this Saturday, yep.
Yep. 2 weeks this Saturday. So we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. Hopefully everything goes as planned and we can get a full football season in.
I'm looking forward to it.
For Clemson fans, that there's that gap like 2 weeks after they start that we start, because that means the first couple Saturdays of the season, they're not going to be able to do their favorite thing, which is watch Gamecock football.
That's true. That is true. They love watching the Gamecock football. Love it.
You know what's funny about that is that, and you guys know this, I work for the best Gamecock coverage in Columbia. So I watch every South Carolina game, and it literally is my job. And people are like, you watch more South Carolina games than you do Clemson games. And I'm like, I watch both fucking games.
I get paid to do it.
Yeah. But it's like, people get really pissed. They're like, I can't believe you watched that. You're... Burr, burr, burr. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Holy shit. I just want to say something like this.
Vote for life. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I really do. It's sad. Shout out to the folks watching online. We appreciate you guys always. We'll answer questions from the fake Dennis Wilson. We'll also get some stuff from Brock, who's watching. Connor, thanks for checking us out. Jamie, appreciate you watching as well. Mike up top. He asked, are you going to do the show with a tin can and a string or use Cricut? You're funny. I think I've fixed everything. It should sound pretty good tonight. So with that, we give you the finger. There we go. Anyway, so a lot of stuff to get into tonight. Let's start with our sponsors, of course. We mentioned Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia. Actually, before I do this, I want to take a quick moment. Part of our country is getting the shit kicked out of them right now by Hurricane Laura. You know, if you can donate a couple of bucks to the Red Cross, send it their way, because I guarantee you they're going to need it in the next couple of days. A Category 4 hurricane right in the middle of the Gulf. just ramming up the Gulf Coast there. So, folks, if you're out there and you're able to listen, that's great. I know some folks may not be without power, etc. I don't know what to what we're gonna need as far as relief, but I guarantee you it's coming. So anyway, quick shout out to those folks out there. Brock says my mic is sounding bad. I don't understand why it's sounding bad.
It's kinda, check that up. It's kind of echoey. It's kind of choppy.
Hold on. Let me work on that for a minute. But let's talk about Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart. Comrade, tell them about Callaway's right quick, and of course how they sponsor the podcast while I figure out my microphone.
Well, it's a great place. Cold beer, great food. You've got golden tea. You've got some pool. You've got TVs everywhere with sporting events on. Great atmosphere, great people. And of course, they're our annual sponsor of the Callaway's College Football Pick Contest, which is always great, but really good people. Great place to hang out on a Saturday to watch college football all day long. Go there for NFL Sunday. I'm sure it's great there too. Everything you need. And of course, they got Mike Muse there, who's a Gamecock. I mean, Billy Muse, William and Mary, but Mike Muse is a Gamecock. I mean, a real, true blue Gamecock who is a co-owner of the bar. I mean,
he actually laced them up. He laced them up for the Gamecocks. So yeah, there's that.
He did.
Yeah, that's impressive, right?
He did. So you can go there, and he's accessible. You want to go talk to him? He sits right down with you. You know, you want to shoot the breeze? There he is. So it's a good time. West Columbia, South Carolina. Check it out. Go have a beer and enjoy yourself.
All right, so thanks to Mike and them. We appreciate them. And CallawaysBarAndGrill.com, you can check them out there. And, of course, we have DNC Trucking and Transport. Of course, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. I wish they had a man with the character that Dabo Sweeney has to run my football program. How awful is my team? We would love to win 4 games. That might be the best season in Gamecock history. Betty Wilson hates me. I am the reason Cale Hall pisses in his sink. It's utterly shameful to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message, courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. And we appreciate Dennis and them as always. Don't forget, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and comrade, I think I already posted it, but if you want to get into the mix with your our Callaway's contest, I'm going to post the link right here in the comment section. And there you go. You can enter right now. There's the link. Actually, nope, that's not the link. It's a YouTube link. I thought that was in the private chat. No, why did I not copy the same thing? Anyway, let's just do that. Copy. And we'll paste it right there. And have you explained the new
Real quick, so to be clear, when you click on the link that Rob's going to post up there, there it is. It gives you the rules of the contest. To enter, you have to send your money in. And on that link, it gives you two ways to send your money in. Bottom line is this. First week, we're going to do it September 12th. Do not be the person, this happens every damn year, who makes their picks in week one and is not sending money. Okay? And like waits to see how they do in week one, and if they have a good week, oh, I got money for you. Send your damn money in. You can send it in with your picks the first week. So, but that site right there that Rob posted, that is kind of the headquarters for the contest. On that page every week will be the, if you're in the contest, will be the picks, the games, where you make your picks, where you see the standings, the whole deal. Okay, so that's kind of, bookmark that page if you're in the contest, so you can get to it. But send your money in. Now, if something happens, here's the rule. Here's the COVID-19 rule. If the season gets canceled before the third week is played, you will get your money back. If the season is canceled after the third week is played, we will go by the standings. Who's ever in first place is the champion, and they get all the money. Okay? Keep in mind, we may have some weeks where we have a game that we pick on Wednesday that somehow gets canceled on Friday night because of COVID, and we just gonna have to void the game and whatever. Okay? I mean, it's not ideal, but you gotta be flexible, and no one's trying to screw you. Let's get that out of the way first. We always have people think, you're trying to screw me. Everything's freaking what's the word I'm going for? Okay, all right. Those things. So, yeah. But getting the kind of, it's a lot of fun. We talk about it a lot during the season. On Sundays, we break down the standings. On Wednesdays, we make our picks. And Sundays, we also pick the game the week as well. So yeah. Once we get rolling, it's a big part of the podcast, and so it's a lot more fun if you're in the contest. This happens every year too. People don't get in, and like week six, they're like listening to the podcast, like, "Damn, I actually got in. Next year, I'm gonna beat your asses." Okay, well, don't be that person. Get in now. Trust me, it's $20. It's fun. Entertainment wise, it's worth the $20 just to do it, okay? And you may win big money. Last year, the winner won $900. I looked at it today. $900 last year was the winner. We should be able to get over $1,000 this year. We should be able to get over $1,000 grand prize. So get it in, get the money in, and just bookmark that page and watch for updates. September 12th. Will be our week one.
Right.
There's other games going on, so.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Go ahead, Kale.
Yeah, don't neglect and not get in. Don't be wondering what might have been. Okay? Get your money in as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you get your way. You know, if
get
you
your shit together.
Payday, Friday, that's all right. Hey.
You've got three. You've got 2 weeks from Saturday. So September 12th to get it in. And so forth. And if something's going on, if you can't pay me, you know, whatever. Just try to get my 12th. I mean, if something's going, you can email me, but just don't be a dick. Don't be like someone who wants to wait to see their picks do the first week and see they put the money in. That pisses me off. Just you know, do the right thing.
Kale, do you want to respond to Brock? Brock says Kale would use that $900 for scratch-off tickets.
He might become
absolutely
a damn billionaire.
Three books. One from North Carolina, one from South Carolina, one from George.
Jesus. Okay, then. Well, that's what Kale would do with it. He might need to buy his dog a steak or some shit. His dog, if you're watching on YouTube, looks like he wants to eat him. What the hell is that all about?
He likes to drink Diet Coke. Stop.
He likes to drink Diet Coke?
Yes, or whatever. He likes to eat whatever you're eating for dinner. I mean, he's just kind of all into everything. Kind of a pain in the ass. But
yeah,
he's okay. He'll grow out of it. I guarantee you next year, this time when we're doing this show, he'll just be laying up here sleeping.
Probably. He's just a puppy. Give him a break.
Cherish his moment. Yeah, he is.
All right, so I thought we would get into a couple of things this evening. The first thing, I don't like talking about COVID, but North Carolina State and Virginia Tech have already had to cancel their game. It's not really cancel it, they moved it. So it's the first Power 5 casualty that's not Big 10 or Big 12 related. But with that, though, It shows that they're not really screwing around, man. If they have a breakout, they're like, hey, yeah, we're trying to fix this now and move about our merry way. But having the built-in bye weeks kind of makes sense for the ACC, and maybe that's why they kind of started a little bit earlier.
So it's not canceled. It's just postponed.
They moved it 2 weeks ahead to where there was a bye week for both teams. So it's not canceled. Okay, it's postponed. Good. Yeah.
So we're still get to see that the Hokies stomp that Wolfpack ass.
Right.
We do.
Mm. Yeah, that could be interesting.
So 0-11.
Yeah, well, that takes one of the games out of the mix for the ACC, though. So there's that to think about. On that front, though, I'm wondering if any more breakouts happen, if that's going to kind of wreak havoc. And one of the things that is out there is that I read that LSU had, like, I think it was their offensive line are all dealing with the COVID. So that's... Well, that's going to be something we have to think about here, is the more people that test positive, et cetera. I mean, as we get closer and closer, I mean, it's turning into a mess. Comrade, you heard about the sororities down at the Gamecock campus. Two of them are in quarantine right now. I mean, it is a mess.
Well, you know, going back a while ago, you know, I didn't have much hope for a season because it sounded like the presidents were not going to have football if the students weren't taking classes on campus and because it's a bad look. But somehow that kind of changed, and I think they realized how much money is at stake here. And I think the only way that this works is if you have schools not have classes on campus and the football players kind of stay in their own little bubble almost. I think the schools are going to have a hard time are the ones who are trying to go to school face-to-face and have football, and you have too many kids on campus, that's when you're going to have the issues. But they can keep it where the football players are taking their classes online, and they're going to practice and getting tested and staying in that kind of bubble. I think it could work. You know, it's not a true bubble because you're going to travel on the road and so forth, but I think it's the best chance of working. I think the schools that try to have all their students take classes and have their football players take face-to-face classes, you know, all it takes is one dumbass to throw a party and, you know, all of a sudden now you can have it. So I think the best chance is that. The question is, will schools like Notre Dame, who's kind of high and mighty academically, will they go through with the whole idea of no classes face-to-face, yet we're going to have football? I mean, you can look at it as a bad look, but listen, we have found out how much money football brings in and how important these college football players are to the salaries and the well-beings of all these programs at these schools. It's been pretty eye-opening for people who kind of take it for granted and say, oh, you know, whatever, these kids, they get a free scholarship, free education, you know. People are relying on them a lot. So you're seeing that right now because a lot of schools are doing something that I didn't think they would do. But I think it could work. I'm absolutely optimistic now. You know, there are going to be some hiccups like we saw with the game being canceled. There are going to be some things that happen. But I think they can get through the 10 games. I think we can do this. I'm not sure of any bowl games, but I think you can get through 10 games and two playoff or three playoff games. I think we can do this. We'll see.
Kale, what do you think, brother?
I heard something interesting today that I on over on Tater Radio this morning.
Right.
Mickey and whatever the little, he has a rotating band of jackasses. About every year or 16 months, he gets a new little jackass Clemson graduate in there with him. But anyway, this morning they were talking about, and someone actually made sense. The coaches poll, you know, the coaches poll this year, you're not allowed to vote in the coaches poll if your team isn't playing. So Ryan Day has no vote in the coaches poll. Jim Harbaugh, no vote in the coaches poll, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. They were talking about that, you know, who better to vote in the coaches poll, because all these guys are going to be doing on Saturday is sitting at home watching football. I mean, they, you know, these guys love college football. That's what they do. That's their passion. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense why they wouldn't be allowed to vote. They're still a coach.
I know. And the coaches who, in normal, during normal season, the coaches don't see other teams play because they're busy with their team and their opponents, okay?
Right.
So Ryan Day, does in a normal season, does not watch Clemson play football, does not watch the Gamecock play football. You know who fills out his coach's poll for him? Some little intern grad assistant does it for him, okay? And he hasn't watched shit either. And so, like, that's why the coach's poll is a joke. I mean, it's always kind of whatever. But, yeah, you would think that this year they would say, you know what? The only coaches who can vote in the poll are the ones who aren't playing. The Big Ten and Pac-12 coaches are the only ones going to vote in the poll. Because now you guys are bored as hell on Saturday. Break it down. Even throwing a free
college. They should really be able to provide a good analysis. I mean, I would think.
That's your service.
I think so, yeah.
Since you're off, is to provide that.
I think they should have the opportunity to vote. So, yeah, I mean, if they're a Division I coach, why not? We got somebody in the chat that needs some affection for me, obviously. SEC Dog's been running his mouth since the beginning of the chat, so we'll address him accordingly. Let's see here. The first question that he asked is, how many top 20 teams did Clemson beat last year? I don't know. If you know, then why don't you tell me? Probably zero. Okay? Let's see here. What else did he want to know? Because he needs some affection. Let's see here. See, what SEC Dog's problem is that Clemson has more national titles than Georgia. It's a fact. Georgia hasn't won a national title in 40 years. There's another fact. And he's also upset that a 4-8 shithole team from South Carolina beat his team in their own house and ripped their hedges up like a bunch of fucking idiots. So SEC Dog is really upset. SEC Doc shouldn't really talk at all because he couldn't beat, what, the second best team from the state of South Carolina last year. Now, I know he's going to lean on, oh, but we play in the SEC because that's what dumb fuck football fans do.
Civil has to do with this.
That's funny. But SEC Doc is just, SEC Doc is someone that's just really upset. And I feel for you, SEC Doc. If my team hadn't won anything in the last 40 years, I'd be pissed too. What's that?
I was just singing Chaka Khan. I feel for you.
Yeah. Georgia fans are priceless because in reality they think that they're absolutely college football royalty. And you know what? Unlike some people, I will admit, over the past 10 years, Clemson has been really good. Before that, they were pretty shitty. Okay, I can admit that as a Clemson fan.
Listen,
but the reality is that Georgia fucking sucks. And they sucked for a long time.
I'm going to stick up for Georgia. I'm going to stick up for them briefly. They were actually kind of nationally relevant this week.
why is that?
A running back who wasn't as good as George Rogers was 40 years ago made national headlines this week at the Trump convention, Republican National Convention. Got some bulldog love. Herschel Walker, you know?
Yeah,
running back in 1980. Not quite as good as George. Look at the Heisman votes. But
I stopped, you know, so Mike, I stopped listening to athletes when they told LeBron James to shut up and dribble. When it comes to politics, man, you know you can't listen to athletes.
I will say this, though, man. Herschel Walker, he's got to be, what's he, like 60 years old now?
He's in his 60s, I believe.
Right? So he's knocking on 60. That dude looks like he could probably – you know, give him the ball about 5-6 times a game right now. He looks like he's in shape, man.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, Herschel Walker's claim to fame is he's responsible for the Dallas Cowboys dynasty in the 90s. They don't trade him. The Cowboys are crap. So he really was the missing the trade piece that made the Cowboys go down in the 90s.
Let me answer another question from the little boy SEC Dog here. Explain how Dabo Swinney is 7-5 against South Carolina. I can tell you why he's 7-5 against South Carolina, because when he first started there, Coach Tommy Bowden tried to build around skill position players, and he had a bunch of great skill position players that came through Clemson, and Clemson had all these flashy little pieces that they could beat you with or try to beat you with. But in reality, when it came down to it, Coach Spurrier went and got a bunch of guys in the trenches. What's that? Yeah, but Coach Spurrier had a better team in the trenches. That's why.
Yeah. Officially, though, he's officially 6-5. He was an interim coach for the first win. I don't count that. So 6-5.
Holy shit. Well,
I'm not trying to diss on on with taters or anything by saying that. You know I would never do that.
No.
It's true.
But that's why, and it took Sweeney that long to get things built back up. Now, the reality is that right now Clemson's one of the premier programs in the country, and Georgia's an afterthought. And I know that hurts your feelings, but trust me, you're not on the same level as Clemson is right now. You're not.
I've got breaking
Clemson's
news.
Clemson's got two titles in the past 4 years. You have two national titles total. And you haven't won one in 40 years. So just stop with the nonsense, man.
I've got breaking news.
What you got?
I've got breaking news.
Okay. What?
Breaking news. The defending champion, Sally Bell Donegan, has just put her money in.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, by the way, yeah, a chick won this contest last year. So yep. The others you pick on women who won the contest. Now, we'll keep this in mind now. If you win the contest, you get all the money and a free entry into our next contest. The reason why Sally Bell Donegan is not getting free is we also have a bowl contest. I'm not sure how a bowl contest is here. Have a March Madness contest as well. So Sally actually got a free entry to the bowl contest last year for that. But Sally Bell Donegan, defending champion of the season Pick'em Challenge last year, has now entered the contest at robinconrad.com, sent her money in, and she's looking to repeat. Okay, to repeat the feat, which has never been done before. Never been done before. No repeat champions.
We never had a repeat champion.
That's not happening, I'm telling you.
Don't be down
here, man. Last year, I was doing pretty well, and quite honestly, I should have won, but early in the season, I kind of let my feelings get in the way of logical thinking on a few games, and that cost me a few picks. So, like I say, you know, when the Taters win a big game, wasn't nothing they done. Well, it wasn't nothing she done. It's really what I didn't do.
So I want SEC dog in this contest. You know what, SEC dog? I'm going to make you a deal right now.
Get in okay? here. It's
$20 to get in, SEC dog. I'll make a deal with you. I'm going to let you in the contest, SEC dog, for $19. For $19.
No. Okay? We're letting him in for $19. Well,
I'm
going to
kick an extra dollar, SEC dog.
No.
Just for you.
$19.80.
I'm going to kick an extra dollar just for you. Okay?
Mike.
That's
listen,
how it works right
no,
now.
No. We're going to do it for $19.80 because that's the last time his team was fucking relevant. $19.80. Okay. There you go. So, yeah, we'll pay the 20 cent for
it. Or that Hodge dude is, the other Hodge, he can get him for $45. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Holy shit,
that's funny. Jackpot was pretty good. I don't think SEC Dog has the balls to enter the contest. By the way, just so people...
Right,
yeah, no, he doesn't have the balls to enter the contest. He'll sit here and he'll run his mouth and... He'll also be one of those guys that we'll sit here and say, well, I could have picked better than that. And by the way, just so people can see it, I think you can see it from there. I just paid the comrade. There you go.
Did. It just came through.
So if you're a pussy like SEC Dog, there you go. I've already put my name into the hat. I don't think I've ever finished out of the top 10. All three of these hosts will finish in the top 8. But yeah. Go ahead and enter the contest now.
Over on YouTube, Wesley Abrams, who is a Voltator fan, which we all love, he says, listen, Jackpot can't pick games. His record was like 30% last year. You're right. 70% right, 30% wrong. There's where your 30% comes in. Yeah.
Well, also, something new we're going to do this year with our contest. Comrade's going to keep the final spreadsheet up at robinconrad.com. That way we can have a history of it because you can see who actually does well over time. I goof on the comrade, but I don't think he's ever finished out of the top 10 either, if I remember correctly. Have you finished out of the top 10 one year? I don't think so.
I think last year I did. Last year was not a good season.
Yeah, but
I won last season.
Well, anyway.
The problem is I wrote my Gamecocks too much last year, and as we know,
they suck.
That's not good.
You were hilarious last year because you were talking about, well, if they can, that was one of your crystal bets, if I remember correctly. Hey, South Carolina, if they go you know, you should bet on them all season. And like, yeah, you would have lost your fucking house.
You know what happened last year? This happened like several times. I would get on here and I and listen, and when I pick these games, I have a couple of formulas I use. And every week, the formula I use would say the game would not cover. I think the formula is off for this game. I'm thinking the game got. So,
holy shit.
There's a 1 year, the year I won, Rob would have won if he would have picked the Gamecocks every time. He lost because he always picked against the Gamecocks, and he went like 2-8 or something like that, or in Gamecock games.
Holy shit, Kale!
And he just picked the Gamecocks all the time.
Did you feed that dog
again? ATB.
Yeah, he went like
SEC dog is stupid. SEC dog is stupid, by the way.
Not in four seasons.
Yeah,
and he picked. He picked against the Gamecocks every week.
I did.
2-8 against the Boom.
Yeah, and that's why he lost the contest to me. Really, that was the difference. He just
SEC dog needs to send
not,
his.
Not he's angry.
Yeah,
because the Boom did a great coaching job.
Boom did not do a great coaching job. SEC dog needs to send his $19.80.
Here's one thing, real quick. I want to bring this up. I meant to bring this up last week.
Sure.
I did, and I was ashamed of myself. Okay, we listen. I get the whole Will Muschamp criticism. Okay, I get it. I will say this though, his job he did his first season was unreal to get that Tuna Bowl game. It really was. It really was. That team was ass talent wise, straight ass, and got them 6-6. That was a great, great job. So I still want to give him credit for that. I'm going to bash him for last year. Last year was bad. But that first year, I think we forget. The 9-4 season was a little bit kind of funky because of the schedule and the tire fires we played against. But the first season, you got to tip your hat to Will. That was a great job. And I hope he has that magic back in him this year. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But there you go. There's the link, and it's $19.80 for Georgia fans because that's the last time you were relevant. So there you go. $19.80.
There was not a dry eye in our house that first game of that 2016 season when little Elliot Fry boomed, what was it, like a 56-yarder that would have went 70 yards. To meet old Candy in their place, what a win! What a fucking win!
Well, anyway,
that was top 10. A top ten moments in Gamecock history. Absolutely was.
Holy shit!
Absolutely was.
SEC dog, go to robincomrade.com.
How many game winning field goals y'all have against Vanderbilt?
No. Hi, Daddy. It shows you it's in the money. Go to the website. It's got two options for you, Venmo or PayPal, and send the money that way there. RobinComrade.com.
Yeah, $19.80 for Georgia fans.
Clemson doesn't have any game-winning field goals against Vanderbilt. They don't really need them.
Thanks, Kale. I don't know where we go with that.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, I thought what we would do tonight is, since we are getting closer and closer to the start of the season, I thought that with everyone out, we would pick our four teams that we think are going to make the college football playoff, and then two teams that are looking at it from a perspective of, hey, we have a chance, but in reality, they don't. So your two mutts, and then your four cream of the crop. So there you go with that. And I thought we'd start with Comrade. Do you have your four, Comrade, that you like that are going into the college football playoff, in your opinion?
The four? Have Kale go first. Let me pull this up real quick.
All right, Kale, what you got, bud?
I have some notes on this.
I can go first if you want. You need a minute, Kale? Yeah.
Four teams that are going into the playoffs.
Yeah, your four that are going into the playoff.
Okay. I'll say Alabama. I'm trying to think here. I'm gonna throw one out there at you. You're going to think I'm crazy.
That's your picks, man. Do whatever you want.
Play Florida.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. I say Clemson. And I say Oklahoma. Because, you know, Oklahoma's got to make it every year just to get the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah.
They're the resident whipping boy of the playoffs.
That's a good point.
Jim Ross cries every year right around that time.
All right, well, Comrade, have you got your four picks?
Clemson.
I think Clemson is because you play goddamn nobody. I mean, I don't know how you cannot go in.
Nothing changed there.
It's embarrassing. So Clemson, I'm going to go Bama. I think, and this is not, I don't think they're one of the four best teams, but, you know, I think Notre Dame's going to get in. I think just because I think they're going to play you guys tough. I think they're going to lose to you. You know what? You guys are probably going to play twice this year. Can you play the title game too?
Right.
I think they're going to split with you. I'm not sure which is which. They'll either the title game, and they'll split with you, and they'll take both of you in there. And it'll be bullshit, but there's only 45 teams playing this year, pretty much. So I'm going to say Clemson, Notre Dame, Bama, and Oklahoma. I just don't know. I would assume a second SEC team gets in too, but I don't know.
Right.
I'm not sure about Georgia. I'm not sold on Florida. I just don't know about Georgia's quarterback. I need to see him play and to get to SEC defenses. Maybe he'll surprise me and he'll be Cam Newton 2.0 like everyone thinks he's going to be, and I'll be wrong. But I don't know. They got a lot of talent, Georgia does.
Shout out to Ryan Henderson, said he sent his $20. So there you go. Then we have, for me, I think it's going to be completely different. I'm going with Clemson and Notre Dame. I think both teams will go into the playoff from the ACC. They'll split the two games that they play, and I think that's what's going to happen there. And then I think that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are going to beat up on each other, and I don't think Oklahoma is going to be as good as everybody thinks they do. You may end up with two teams from the Big 12 that are the best that have three losses, and I think they'll eliminate themselves. So the SEC will be either it'll be Alabama and, in my opinion, Florida. And I think we'll have an all SEC ACC CFP with, I don't know how they'll do the matchup, but it'd be interesting if the CFP would put an SEC team versus an ACC team and then go from there. But yeah, I think it's going to roll out just like that. You'll have Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama, and Florida. That will be your four teams that I think are going to make the college football playoff, simply because I think the Big 12 is just I think they're going to eat themselves. Do you have two dogs that that are highly thought of that when you look at them, they're like, man, they should be there, but you think they're going to fall flat? Comrade, you go first.
I think Florida. I think Florida's ranked eighth in the country coming in. And people have them kind of, you know, I think they're going to fall back this year. A&M, I think, A&M's not one of the favorites to be in the playoff, but, I mean, they're ranked 13. I don't see them being 13. So I'd play my two underachieving teams, play Florida and A&M. I just don't see them very good.
All right, Kale, what do you got as your two dogs?
I don't know. I see Georgia dropping a game to Florida this year. I just see that happening, and that's the one I could see them disappointing there. And I don't know. I still think LSU is a team that I don't I think that they have a chance. I really do. I mean, I know they lost a lot of talent, but I think the team's still loaded. They're still fucking loaded. I think they have a chance. But I don't think they get in. I'm not sold on Notre Dame. They're going to lose to a couple of those ACC teams here. Fuck that. They're not. I don't. They're in the playoffs. No, they're not making the playoffs.
We could be wrong.
Playoffs.
It's fun to pick at this time of the year.
That's fun.
My
SEC
two
dog zinged you up, by the way.
What?
SEC dog zinged you up on YouTube, by the way. Rob says, Rob reminds me of Harbor Freight Fools. One job and they're broke versus real competition.
Damn.
Woo.
I mean, I would love to talk to him about winning two out of the last four national titles, but he's still wearing his jersey from 40 years ago. My dogs are, of course, Georgia, because everybody's in love with Georgia, and they always have a game that they have no business losing that they lose. They'll lose to Alabama and Florida for sure, and they may lose to Kentucky. Yes, they may lose to Kentucky. You're not that good, Georgia fans. Sorry. And you know what? It would be funny as shit if South Carolina beat them again. Wouldn't it be hilarious if South Carolina pulled the Muschamp magic and beat that ass?
It could happen.
Because you can't. You know what? You can't say, "Oh, that would never happen," because last time they played, you were like the fourth-ranked team in the country, 24-point favorite. I'm hearing lots of kicked in.
Hear lots of good things from camps so far. Lots of good things from the Gamecock out of the proving grounds. There are lots of positive things right now.
Shit.
Lots of talent out there. And Boom was just refining that talent.
Well,
Bobo, hopefully
you'll spin it. You guys can actually beat Georgia just because their fans are so fucking stupid. The other team that I think is going to fall flat is Oklahoma State. What you got there, Kale?
Jamie Newman over there on YouTube, his picks are Kansas, Vandy, Duke, and Arkansas. I think Rutgers is going to edge Duke out for that one. Wesley Abrams says LSU, UGA, Bama, and Tennessee. One of these things.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Yeah, I got nothing for you on that. There's a setup where I think you could get three SEC teams in, too. I'm just not sold on the Big 12. I'm just really not.
You mean the Gamecocks in there? Gamecocks being the third team?
No, I'm not feeling that at all. Edwin says, Boom and Bobo, clowns. Holy shit.
Well, Boom and Bobo are going to revolutionize things.
Yeah.
Good things.
All right, well,
good things.
Gentlemen, when we got to pick this first game of the week. Central, what is it? Is it Central Arkansas and Austin Peay?
Central Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah. Who are you picking to win that game? I don't think there's a line on that, is there, comrade? I haven't seen anything.
I went to Vegas today and looked for it, and the Vegas insiders told me to get a fucking life. I think I just said. And I was offended by that. Like, what the hell? I have not seen a line in it. I'm gonna go to another website I frequent often. You guys can go talk while let me see if I can pull it up.
I might
be able to find.
I'm gonna go with Austin Peay from the OVC. I don't think they're gonna be that good. So give me Central Arkansas. That's my team with the pick right there.
All
right. Kale, what's your pick, brother?
Well, since Austin Peay is the only one that I've really ever heard of, I'll go with them. Yeah, I read something about them one time back in the 70s at their basketball games. Their student section got banned, and this is true, that a particular little cheer that they did, like during timeouts and stuff, to try to intimidate the whatever team was facing the governors.
Yeah.
And they would chant at them, "Let's go pee. Let's go pee. Let's go pee."
Holy shit.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy. Yeah.
Let's go pee in the sink.
Damn it. Comrade, you got a pick for that game?
I checked my other site, and the line is not up. It's really a sad time. I'm going to go with Austin P as well. I have no idea why. I'm going to go with AP. Take an AP to cover whatever spread it is.
There you go with that. So we'll pick our first set of games in our pick 'em contest
SEC
on the 12th.
That sounds like typical teams Clemson plays in the regular season. Cupcake. He's not that far off.
But by the way, looking ahead real quick to our week one, September 12th games.
Yep.
There's only 7 games right now that are supposed to be played that week. So we can do all 7. Well, we can pick 5 of the 7. I mean,
you want to go ahead and do it now? What are the 7 games? Go ahead and can you read them off to us?
The 7 games are Clemson, Wake Forest.
Okay.
Missouri State, Oklahoma. Duke, Notre Dame.
All right.
UTEP and Texas. Tulsa, Oklahoma State. Syracuse and the Tar Heels. Louisiana and Iowa State. Those are your 7.
All right. Well, we can just do all those. We'll just do those.
We can do 7.
7 games. We normally get 10, but we'll do 7. There you go. Now, bear in mind,
there are no point spreads listed in any of them right now either.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing too. Point spreads have to be out there. If there's no point spreads, then we can't do it. So, but we should have lines on some of these games here shortly, I would think. Mike's all upset about their lines.
Do like this during the week on a lot of these games.
Yeah.
All season long.
I love when Clemson plays some ass team and there's no point spread on contest time and I make the point spread. That's my favorite part of doing that. I set the line.
Kind of funny.
I love doing it. I feel like I'm a bookmaker, which is really my next job in life. My next life when I come back, I'm gonna move to Vegas. And I'm 16 years old, run away from home. Move to Vegas and run a sports book and be the person who sets the lines. My next life.
Fun. Why not? Times haven't been set yet either, right? Yeah, we don't even know what time it is, but yeah, there's our pick for that. And we should have more games that we can look at as we come up on the on Sunday. But I tell you what, Brock says Clemson might upset Wake Forest. Holy shit, Brock, go to bed. All right, gentlemen, I think we're having a good show. And we will be back at it on Sunday. And with that, do you have something else you want to add, Kale? Look, you got something you want to say. Nope.
I'm just saying, we really need to get things going with this contest. We really need to get some viewers in here watching our stuff. Right now, I'm looking. We have 15 people watching and scrolling right down. Foreskin Pete. Is doing a live call-in show right now. He has 48 people watching.
Yeah.
3 times as many plus 3 people watching us. Okay, and the content here is better than what you'll get with Foreskin Pete. So we need to.
We'll figure it out. Share the
page, the videos, whatever we got to do to get ourselves amped up. Because there's no way that we should be getting beat by Foreskin Pete right now.
Foreskin
not
Pete.
That bad. And, if we were getting beat by 5 viewers, I wouldn't be salty about it. But as it is, pretty pissed.
Pretty pissed off. All right. Well, with that, gentlemen, sign up for the contest. And, of course, go to robandcomrade.com. If you have any questions, you can message one of the 3 of us on Facebook. Or I'm on Twitter at RobSoundsGood. Comrade's at the Pesky Poll. Kale is at Hall_Kale, if I remember correctly, right, Kale? You can find
That's
him.
Correct.
You can find him that way, and we can go from there. But with that, this show is a wrap.